Our lesson this morning is out of Psalm 147, verses 1 to 20, praising God for his manifold blessing. The many ways that God blesses his people deserves their praise, and that's the theme of this particular psalm. So we view this psalm for our insight and our edification. I'd like to look to the Lord in prayer, and then we'll get into his word. Father, we thank you for your love, thank you for your grace, and for your goodness and the way you bless your people. And you bless us in numerous ways. And we recognize the need that we have to praise you. We know that in eternity we're going to be spending time praising and praising you for your grace. So we ask this morning, Father, for insight, to rely on the Spirit of God to understand the text and then to apply it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay. We'll read the psalm in the King James Version, and then we'll look at it from the Hebrew text. Psalm 147, 1 to 20. Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God. It is pleasant, and it is fitting or comely. The Lord doth build up Jerusalem. He gathereth together the outcasts of Israel. He healeth the broken in heart, and bindeth up their wounds. He telleth the number of the stars. He calleth them all by their names. Great is our Lord and of great power. His understanding is infinite. The Lord lifteth up the meek. He casteth the wicked down to the ground. Sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praise upon the harp unto our God, who covereth the heaven with clouds, who prepareth rain for the earth, who maketh grass to grow upon the mountains. He giveth to the beast his food and to the young ravens which cry. He delighteth not in the strength of the horse. He taketh not pleasure in the legs of a man. The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him, and those that hope in his mercy. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise thy God, O Zion, for he hath strengthened the bars of thy gates. He hath blessed thy children within thee. He maketh peace in thy borders, and filleth thee with the finest of the wheat. He sendeth forth his commandment upon the earth. His word runneth very swiftly. He giveth snow like wool. He scattereth the hoarfrost like ashes. He casteth forth his ice like morsels. Who can stand before his cold? He sendeth out his word and melteth them. He causeth his wind to blow, the waters flow. He showeth his word unto Jacob, his statutes and his judgments unto Israel. He hath not dealt so with any nation. And as for his judgments, they have not known them. Praise ye the Lord. Okay. The verse numbering system in the Hebrew text matches that of the English Bible, so of course we're staying with the numbering system of the English Bible as we translate the psalm. We translate it as follows. Praise Yah, and then we supply the word way. Actually, this is in Hebrew, it's hallelujah. It's a shortened form of hallelujah. But hallelujah, praise Yahweh, for it is good to sing praises to our Elohim, our Creator God, for it is pleasant, fitting to praise him. Yahweh builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the exiles of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He determines the number of the stars and calls them each by name. Great is our Adonai, that's master, and mighty in power. His understanding has no limit. Yahweh sustains the humble but casts the wicked to the ground. Sing unto Yahweh with thanksgiving. Make music to our Elohim on the harp. He covers the heavens with clouds. He supplies the earth with rain and makes grass grow on the hills. He provides food for the cattle and for the young ravens when they call. His pleasure is not in the strength of the horse, nor his delight in the legs of man. Yahweh delights in those who revere him, who hope in his loyal love. Extol Yahweh, O Jerusalem. Praise our Elohim, O Zion. For he strengthens the bars of your gates and blesses your people within you. He grants peace to your borders and satisfies you with the finest of wheat. He sends his command to the earth. His word runs swiftly. He spreads the snow like wool and scatters the frost like ashes. He hurls down his hail like pebbles. Who can understand his icy blast? He sends his word and melts them. He stirs up his breezes and the waters flow. He has revealed his word to Jacob, his law and decrees to Israel. He has done this for no other nation. They, that's the other nations, do not know his laws. praise Yah, and then we supply His way. It's actually, it closes with the word hallelujah. So we note significant observations regarding this psalm as follows. This psalm provides a study in the versatility of God's blessings for His people. Besides externally building up Jerusalem and gathering its people, God heals the emotional and mental scars of their past defeats. The Lord knows the number and names of each of the stars in the sky, what likely alludes to the Abrahamic promise of Genesis 15:5 with an allusion to God's knowing the individual needs of every descendant of Abraham. This immense understanding of the needs of every individual of His people evokes the psalmist's praise in verse 5. God sustains the humble, punishes the proud. His power being applied to provide for justice, evoking more praise from the psalmist. The Lord then meets man's physical needs, sending rain for the vegetation that in turn feeds cattle and even the scavenging unclean ravens in grace. God's delight is not in man's might or works, but in those who revere Him, making His blessings accessible to great by grace. God grants relationship peace to the nation Israel in the midst of His many other stated blessings to them, a fact that the psalmist again uses to admonish Israel to praise the Lord. And God's great power is unleashed to serve the needs of Israel in the changes of the seasons. The Lord has given His word to His people, what was not done for any other nation, what evokes another call by the psalmist to praise Yahweh. The many ways and the many and the great extents to which God goes to bless His people obligate His people to praise Him, what is fitting and pleasant for them to do. So may God's people praise their great Lord. The lesson is, since God uses His infinite attributes to bless His people in manifold ways and to great degrees, His people certainly owe the Lord great praise. So in application, may we praise our wonderful God for all His manifold blessings to us, for we surely owe it to Him. Now, before I turn it over to you for questions and so forth, I want to go through and just highlight some very interesting aspects of this psalm. You remember verse 4. He determines the number of the stars and calls them each by name. I actually made a mistake a couple weeks ago, and I said there are a billion stars. According to the Answers magazine, there are a billion trillion stars. Think of 1 trillion stars, and then you have a billion of those. And He knows the number, and He calls them by name. Imagine? I don't think we have enough memory cells in our brains to do that. But God has a billion trillion stars out there. He calls my name. If that's the case, He knows you, and He knows me personally, and He knows all about us. In fact, He knows about the limited number of cells in our human bodies, and He knows the health of each cell or the lack of health thereof. He knows it all, and He knows it within any instant of time. So it's really neat to know that we have a God who's like it. And of course, verse 5, greater is our Adonai, mighty in power, His understanding has no limit. That's a reference to the omniscience of God. He knows everything. Then also in verse 6, Yahweh sustains the humble, but casts the wicked to the ground. Notice the difference in the way He handles them. The humble He sustains, He builds up, He nurtures very gently. The wicked He roughly casts to the ground. So God is very versatile in how He handles people. He knows how to deal out justice and judgment and punishment to those who are wrong. But to those who are meek, who are humble and so forth, God is very, very gentle. Very interesting, the versatility of God. In verse 9, He provides food for the cattle and the young ravens when they call. I did a research on this one time and found out I was in the book of Job at the one time, and there's a reference to young ravens. Ravens habitually forget or neglect to feed their own young. So the very fact that ravens have survived as a species since creation has meant that there have to have been numerous interventions by God providentially to feed the baby raven. Otherwise, the raven would have been extinguished. The baby ravens are helpless unless God works to help them out. And He provides food for them marvelously. So He provides food for the cattle, which is nice. But cattle can get up and walk around and take care of themselves. And the young cattle, they nurse with from their mothers and so forth. The young ravens, when they call, God helps them. So if God helps the ravens, he'll help you. I think when Jesus was using the parables, when he mentioned, consider the ravens, how they sow not, neither so forth, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. That's a big statement, because the ravens are helpless without God. So if God takes care of ravens who are helpless, what is he going to do for you to meet your needs? Verse 11, Yahweh delights in those who revere him. You'll notice in verse 10, he doesn't take strength in the horse or his delight in the legs of men. Some men have strong legs and they can use them to run and run faster than others. Some people don't have legs that can work at all. All right. Some people don't even have legs. But God delights in those who revere him. And if you revere the Lord, he'll help you and he'll delight you. That demonstrates God's grace. God, you can get on the good side of God. You can see the Lord delighting you if you make the choice. If you make the choice to revere the Lord and to trust him and obey him, God will bless you. That's it. You don't have to try to impress God humanly, like you have to impress even an earthly boss or another person. You don't have to try to do that. God accepts you based on his grace. Verse 14, I thought was very interesting. He grants peace to your borders. This is a big problem in America right now, our borders. Well, God's the one who grants peace to our borders. What we need to do is to look to the Lord for peace in the borders of our country. I think that's something that we need to consider and keep in mind. And then verse 17, he hurls down his hail like pebbles. I was listening to a man and a woman in our church not long ago share how there has been hail damage on their home, and so the insurance is actually going to cover it. It's going to replace the roof and siding. They had been concerned about siding and the proper type of underlayment for the siding and so forth, and then I think they're actually considering redoing the roof anyway, but now the insurance is going to cover it for them. Talk about the Lord's blessing. Of course, the Lord knew that particular hailstone was going to come. But it's amazing about how God, he's sovereign, and he covers all of that. So I'm sure there are other verses here that each one of us could apply in marvelous ways in our lives. But, you know, when you stop, there's a song we have in a hymnal, Count Your Blessings, Name Them One by One, and see what God has done. That used to be a favorite song. My father pastored a church in Gridley, California years ago, and that was a favorite song of the congregation. They're always asking for, count your blessings, name them one by one. And when we stop and we think about the blessings of the Lord, then it's easy to get encouraged. Often we look at life, we focus, unfortunately, many times on the discouragements and the things that set back. But there are so many blessings that God provides us with. And what we need to do is to focus on those and become thankful. Marge Kassir, who used to be in our church, she's moved down to Texas right now. She's a physical therapist. And she told us one time, we were talking about Thanksgiving in one of our services, she said, they have found as physical therapists, and this has been scientifically shown, when people express thanksgiving, it releases certain chemicals in the brain that are very healthy for the rest of the body and goes throughout the rest of the body. So it's actually physically healthy for people to express thanksgiving. So she said we're actually working on patients trying to get them to express thanksgiving because of the health benefits that are there. I don't know if it's endorphins or whatnot, but it's something that's very good. It's released from the brain when that happens. And thankfulness is something that God requires and calls for his people. So it's very, very beneficial to bless the Lord. So in application, may we praise our wonderful God for all his manifold blessings to us, for we surely owe it to him. Okay, we'll open it up for questions or feedback that you have. It could be on something in the psalm itself.